Earlier in the show, Nancy Pearl reviewed the book Dreamland by Sam Quinones. He writes about the ties between prescription opiates, black tar heroin, and American attitudes about pain relief. Quinones says a doctor at the University of Washington came up with a revolutionary way to think about and treat pain. His name was John Bonica.
In his school days, moonlighted as a pro wrestler, got some very severe pain in his ears, also his wife go through some very severe labor, and pain became a focus of his early on. Now, John Bonica was a legendary figure in the development of pain as a focus of study. He believed that pain was best treated interdisciplinarily. I mean, you had a variety of ways of treating approaches, all of which were necessary depending on the patient. Could be physical therapy, could be drugs, could also be psychological therapy, occupational therapy, marital counseling, a variety of approaches. And that first took hold here. This pain center was kind of developed into kind of almost a polar opposite of a philosophy of pain treatment that developed really on the East Coast in New York and those areas that held that really the best way to treat pain is with opiate painkillers. The multidisciplinary pain approach is complicated. It takes a long time. It also, very crucially, requires that the patient be actively involved in his or her own wellness. You cannot sit back and say, cure me. You've got to be part of the cure. It requires accountability on the patient's part, which is difficult to insist on as a doctor sometimes. So the other side of this equation, the pain folks out of New York and elsewhere, kind of won that argument as the decades passed, I think in some measure because it was an easier solution, more convenient solution.
And also supported by the insurance industry.
And also supported by the insurance industry that began to say, why are we paying for occupational therapy for chronic pain?
Why don't we just give you
Why
a
don't
pill?
We just cut that? We got the pills. The pills are cheap.
I'm sure that most of the people listening to our conversation right now everybody's had some experience where, you know, like a broken bone or, you know, whatever, ongoing migraines, or you have some kind of disc problem in your back. And most of us got an opiate prescription for that at some point, maybe not ongoing, but I can guarantee.
It's a remarkable revolution that took place in this country. You talk about in the 70s and the mid 80s, dying cancer patients would not get that sometimes. It was this severe animus against using opiate, fear of addiction, even when people had only 3 or 4 months to live. So they went from that really indecent, inhumane extreme all the way to the point where now we, the United States, we use 98% of the world's hydrocodone and 83% of the world's oxycodone. It's like in our lifetimes, we've had this massive revolution. And the key to it all, the crucial thing is, doctors convinced themselves that using this stuff for pain was, quote, virtually non-addictive.
It sounds that at this point, the options are that you find somebody who doesn't have that opinion about handing out opiates, or you educate yourself.
No, I think the latter is the case.
Educate yourself.
I think this is really a question of, as a people, we have abdicated our own role in this. We have to question a doctor, why do I need 60? Tell me why I need 60 of these pills. And you know that hydrocodone, you know, it's an addictive substance. Why am I getting 60 of these pills? Tell me why that's necessary. And we have to take more accountability for our own wellness. One doctor in the book said, medicine cures symptoms pretty well in this country. It does not lead us to wellness. Wellness is our own accountability, our own responsibility for eating better, exercising more, getting up and walking around. It's a lot of this kind of stuff, which we as a country have found it very comfortable to abdicate. It's far easier, far more luxurious to sit around and blame the doctor who didn't cure me, and damn it, I've got to have my pills, and you better give them to me. If you don't give me my pills or something I think I need, I'm going to write a bad review online, and you're going to lose your hospital privileges or something like that.
Sam Quinones, thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Sam Quinones is the author of the book Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic. It's the story of the ties between prescription opiates, black tar heroin, and American attitudes about pain relief.